Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard's a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Ellington, Coltrane, Ella, Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from the two of them every single week. This is the 146th episode of New York Standard, and I thank you for dialing me up, tuning me in, downloading, however it is you found this. Maybe a friend told you about it. I hope so. This week's show is all about crisp. Today in New York City, it's a crisp late winter day. It's about 40 degrees, mostly sunny, with some clouds, just crisp. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 20th, is the first day of spring. And when I think of spring, I think of crisp. Crisp weather, crisp days, and daylight. You get more daylight this time of year, especially now that they've moved daylight savings back a good few weeks. Crisp linen clothing, even, reminds me of spring. So all of this music is just that. Crisp, light, lovely. In the last year, I've kicked off this show with a variety of renditions of Sunday in New York. This week's version is from the Peter Nero score of the film of the same name. It's a crisp film, come to think of it, too. Anyway, here's another song from that film, Taxi, by Peter Nero, right here on New York Standard.
$0.10 a dance, that's what they pay me, gosh, how they weigh me down. $0.10 a dance, fancies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gun. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, $0.10 a day.
Thank you.
fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for their tickets and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors, our sweetheart, my good luck has sent me. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows, trumpets are tearing my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a weird romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a day.
No, oh, there's Anita O'Day. 10 cents a dance. It's great. It's from the compilation, the Jazz Masters 49th edition, if you will. And before that, we started off the show with that great, crisp number, Peter Nero's Taxi from Sunday in New York, the original soundtrack. Score, I guess you could call it. Really is a score. So, keeping up with the theme of crisp, light, lovely, here's Art Tatum, I Got Rhythm, on New York Standard.
The thunder and lightning seem to be having their way, but as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day.
The turn in the weather will keep us together, so I can honestly say that as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. and everything's okay.
Isn't it a lovely day to be caught in the rain?
You were going on your way, now you've got to remain.
Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea.
The clouds broke, they broke, and oh,
I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm.
I can see where you and I could be crazy and warm. Let the rain pitter patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. It's so nice to be caught in the storm. Skies are gray. Long as I can be with you,
long as I can be with you,
long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Wow, what a crazy day, Sam.
Screaming.
Man, that's good stuff. That is Sarah Vaughan and Billy Eckstein. Isn't This a Lovely Day? That is from the Irving Berlin songbook. And before that, we heard some Gershwin from Mr. Art Tatum, I Got Rhythm. Well, as you know, I play Nat Cole every single week, excluding the the Irish show that I... Well, it's funny, I shouldn't say funny, it's kind of regrettable. I just did not have the time to do another St. Patrick's Day show this year. And frankly, I looked at the show that I did last year, and man, it was... I couldn't do better than that. And that may change with new music coming out in the next year, but I looked at the time that I had, and I just couldn't pull it off this year. Sometimes you just gotta let it go, and so that's what I did. And instead, I just shared last year's show, and I know a whole load of folks really, really enjoyed it. So thank you for the kind words. Eileen Collins comes to mind, and a few other folks really pulled me aside, and I have to do a quick plug for the organization that I joined back in the fall called the Irish Business Organization. I do a lot of networking for my day-to-day job, which is not doing a podcast for the likes of you. And this organization is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, business organizations of its kind, focused on either Irish or Irish Americans, and they nailed it. The marching in the parade, doing the after party up here on the Upper East Side. It was a wonderful, wonderful day. It was my number two St. Patrick's Day of all time, and the only reason it wasn't number one is the one 20 years ago with my family was brilliant. So, hats off to the folks, Sean McNeil, Nick Melito, the rest of the team that did so much to pull off a great day for the Irish in New York, that's for sure. Anyway, quick aside. So as I started to say, I play Nat Cole every week on this show, and Johnny Hartman, and I have to tell you, I watched a documentary that is very much worth your time about Nat Cole. It was commissioned effectively by his second wife, really, really wonderful stuff. The background, the depth of the detail and the data, just really, really great. So I can't more highly recommend that. Check it out. Under the heading of crisp, you can't get much more crisp than Nat Cole in general. Just always looked sharp. He always carried himself with such class and dignity. That, to me, is another way of saying crisp. So, here is, and I love the trio records as much as I love the big, lush Nelson Riddle, Gordon Jenkins work that he did. To me, crisp and Nat Cole is the trio, the Nat King Cole trio. Here is, and I play this somewhat frequently, but I love it so much it's worth your ears, Scotchin' with the Soda from Nat King Cole and the King Cole Trio on New York Standard.
Scotchin' with soda, scotchin' with soda. Sitting at the bar with a jar in my hand, scotchin' with the soda. I know I had an order, no had an order. Know it might lead to a life of vice, scotchin' with the soda. When you're feeling low down and the blues are haunting you, why not have a showdown? Just see what this magic little phrase will do. Scotchin' with soda, scotchin' with soda. Chasing my misery away, scotchin' with soda today.
Thank you.
That is nothing if not crisp, right? Grant Green with Sonny Clark, My Favorite Things. That's from the Quintet record, and just brilliant stuff. And again, nice and tight, and it's a kind of a long rendition, but still, it's just brilliant and nice and crisp and tight. It's like a great apple. And it's funny, it's kind of to me, apples are very much a spring and fall, very much a fall thing. But I love to eat apples this time of year too, because they fit. I don't know how else to say it. You know, as I was just looking at the playlist here, I just realized that I am playing three or four of the single greatest pianists ever assembled. didn't do it on purpose at all. We heard from Art Tatum a minute ago, probably the single greatest pianist. Number two would be our next fella, Oscar Peterson. And in that documentary about Nat, Oscar is interviewed and speaks very plainly about Nat Cole's ability as a pianist, and he's right about that. And then after Oscar, we're going to hear little Ramsey Lewis, who's, in the scheme of things, a little bit of an also-ran, but really, really excellent, excellent piano player, and worthy of mention in that group. Certainly not a monk, and I don't have any monk here lined up, but I did last week, and soon enough. Anyway, here is a really beautiful version of Come Sunday. This is Oscar Peterson and Nelson Riddle. Beautiful stuff. Here's Come Sunday on New York Standard. Thank you. I very specifically wanted to play that. That's Here 'Tis from Ramsey Lewis. I very specifically wanted to play that because it was a very uncharacteristic Oscar Peterson number that I played. And, you know, Peterson was just such a great, wonderful, almost technician, but at the same time, he could really swing and really brilliant player. That record he did with Nelson Riddle is a little funny because it's very restrained, because that's what Riddle was. And, you know, and when I say restrained, I guess maybe I mean refined. And I mean, Oscar certainly was refined too, but just in a bit of a different way. And it was a bit of an oxymoron for the two of them to work together. So I wanted to play a little bit of a groove number from Mr. Lewis to get us out of that too crisp, maybe, Peterson Riddle number. Anyway, we are moving on. Here's a little Ornette Coleman, Chronology, on New York Standard.
Thank you.
That is the Paul Chambers Quintet. Brilliant stuff, beauteous right there. And before that, a little more bebop from Ornette Coleman from The Shape of Jazz to come. The song is called Chronology. Man, this is turned into a fun show. I knew it would be a fun show, but it is a fun show, and it's playing out that way. Well, we're going to keep the fun alive. We've got three more numbers for you, so here they go. Here is the one, the only, Quincy Jones, from the record Big Band Bossa Nova, One Note Samba, on New York Standard.
Longing for you each day. Your Your love has made me this way. Yes, it's driving me wild. It's driving me wild.
Now, see, you didn't know that Johnny Hartman had a little samba in him, did you? Johnny Hartman, the song is Wild from the Complete Regent recordings. And before that, we heard Quincy Jones from that great big band bossa nova record, One Note Samba. Well, we have reached the end of today's show. We've got one more number for you, and it's a lot of fun. A couple weeks ago, I went out for lunch in my Midtown office neighborhood, and I put on Sammy Davis's first solo record, starring Sammy Davis Jr. And I've played a couple of numbers from that over the last month since I picked it up, and so I had it on, and I had it on just long enough to leave the office, go stand in line for my food at Mayo's on 40th and 7th, and then get a little veggie falafel, and then came back to my office and sat at my at the sort of lunchroom table and ate my falafel as I'm listening to this album. And man, you forget, it's easy to forget what an absolute talent he was and what a loss and shame it was when he passed. I still don't know a whole lot of talent like him. There are some. Someone like Jim Carrey comes to mind, where he can sing. He actually can sing quite well. But he's funny and he's got all the characters. That's Sammy Davis, man. I can't say he strutted at all, because there were others. But anyway, this is Because of You, and it's 5.5 minutes, and he does impressions of these tremendous talents that were popular at the time. This record, I think, came out in 56, 57. So you're going to hear Jimmy Stewart. You're going to hear Cary Grant. You're going to hear some others. Jimmy Cagney, I think, is in there, too. Anyway, here is Sammy Davis Jr., Because of You. Lots and lots of fun. Well, I hope you enjoyed the crisp show today. My name is Andre Archambault. This has been New York Standard. Take it away, Sammy.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will stay on mine forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss, and it's really paradise to be near you like this. Well, because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile. Like this.
well, because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile.
Have always wanted to be singers, and singers have always wanted to be actors. I think we have the answer here. Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, you dirty rat, my romance had its start. Yes, it did.
Well, gee whiz. Because of you, the sun will shine. And the moon and the stars and the house and the car will be mine. Forever and never ever to part.
Judy, 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 I only live for your love and your kiss. Do you understand that? And it's absolutely, positively paradise to be with you like this, because I dig you the most. Yes, I do. You're nothing but a little doll. That's what you are.
Well, because of you, my life is now worthwhile. And I can smile just because of you.
I want you mugs to listen to me, understand? Baby, I only live for your love and your understand and your kiss. Nobody, but nobody can tell you what to do. But I'm gonna tell you because I'm little Caesar. And besides that, it's absolutely, positively paradise to be with you like this.
This is me because of you. My life is now worthwhile. And I can smile.
Smile? Smile? Oh, gee whiz, you guys don't have to get so excited. After all, I'm only trying to sing and...
You don't have to get excited, these Jared. Now just take it easy and kind of relax. You'll have...
Never mind any words from you, Charlie. You take care of the orange juice, Stan. I'll do the singing. All right, fellas, from the top. I can smile. Yes, because of you. Yeah.